Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you today. And this is podcast number 46, where we will talk about conflict. Not sure if anybody's ever had conflict in their group, but when there's humans involved, it's probably likely at some point. So with us today is Courtney Kitchens. I'll let Courtney describe herself and what she does here at Grace.
I don't know how I'm describing myself, but... I'm Courtney Kitchens, and I'm a resident here at Grace at the Pickerington campus, and I oversee the women's Bible studies and the women's follow groups. And yeah, we're talking about conflict today, and like Kevin said, it's unavoidable because we're people, but there's also hope. And so I hope we get to talk about some really good stuff that we can give you guys. And also that we can learn from each other as we sit here and have this conversation.
Yeah. So, Courtney, you do oversee the bulk of the women's groups here at Grace. So tell us what kind of conflict you've seen in the past and what we probably are going to deal with at some point in the future.
Yeah, I think being in women's Bible study, I could say that we don't have a whole lot of conflict.
Yeah, that's good.
But in general... I think that what I've seen just around in general with groups is a conflict with theology beliefs and political beliefs sometimes, also just personality differences, whether that's somebody in the group that is taking up too much time or hogging the bulk of the group time, or somebody who's not speaking up enough and not contributing to the group, and also favoritism. Believe it or not. I just think that sometimes people naturally gravitate towards certain personalities, and those personalities can get together and leave other personalities out, and that creates a little bit of conflict sometimes too. What have you guys seen?
I would say what I've seen, and it hasn't been a ton, is around, like you said, a little bit of theology differences. People come from, as you guys know, Grace is big, and people come from all kinds of different backgrounds, theological perspectives, traditional denominational perspectives versus non, and that sometimes draws, sometimes it's not even conflict, it's just differences of opinion. And so sometimes you gotta have to get in the middle of that and just smooth that out and make sure everybody's on the same page, at least theologically from where Grace stands.
And I think a good point with that, Kevin, is that I think for us to remember to focus on the majors, you know, and then sometimes in group there's some minor things that are brought up, and that's where sometimes people have different opinions on things. And I think it can be a healthy conversation within the group, but if it ever gets to a place where you're like, all right, this is definitely some conflict boiling, we need to have a conversation outside of group, making sure you address that. But really focusing on the major fundamentals of following Christ, and sometimes opinions come into play as we're discussing different topics and different passages, and different things like that.
Yeah, I had a group leader come to me once and wanted to know what is Grace's stance on the end times? And basically the answer was, we haven't taken one. And that did not suit him at all. He was mad as a hornet that we, and you guys have heard Keith, like we major on the majors and we minor on the minors too. To Keith and the rest of us, that's a minor, and it's an interesting discussion, but we're not taking a stance we're going to die on about it. So he didn't like that at all.
Okay, Courtney, what about what steps should a leader take when conflict first surfaces in their group?
I think that that just depends on what the conflict might be. If it's something that doesn't need to be addressed, that can be just overlooked or moved on from, then... at that point, nothing. You just kind of move on and give grace and lead by example and continue in the group. But if it becomes something that needs to be addressed, I think that's the first thing you have to determine. Is it something that needs to be addressed or something that you can just kind of move on from and give grace for? But if it does come to something that needs to be addressed, I think the best way to do that is just to have a friendly one-on-one conversation, not around other people. Maybe sit down for coffee or get dinner or lunch together, and definitely not over text message or over a phone call, because those are two hard things when you can't see someone's expressions or you can't tell what their intentions are through words. Those are dangerous areas to try and resolve conflict. So face-to-face for sure. And I mean, hopefully that conversation can go well, but sometimes those don't always go well. And from a biblical perspective, having the person go to them first. That's the first thing that we do. And then if it doesn't work out, then we need to bring in a mediator. That's the next step, whether that's someone that you both trust, and that should be a conversation between the two of you of like, okay, this isn't going well. Who can we bring in that we both trust, that mm-hmm. we both can agree upon to help us resolve this conflict, that might have some wisdom or some discernment, that might be more spiritually mature than both of us to handle this. And I think that's important too. You don't want to invite someone into conflict where there might be a bias, like someone's husband or a friend, because that puts them in a really awkward position. And also just spiritual maturity is really important. Can the person handle the degree of conflict without walking away from the conflict thinking, oh, I can't, you know, be friends with one person or another. And so, yeah, handle it together. And then if you can't, you know, get a mediator. And then, you know, the next step is, you know, taking it to the church. If the mediator can't seem to mediate and that's not working out, you know, taking it to whoever is in charge of the ministry, whether that's women's Bible studies, men's Bible studies, follow groups, grace groups, and having that conversation together with the ministry leader.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of, like you said, different levels of conflict. And I think as leaders, we ask all of our leaders to shepherd the people in their group. So there's been times where I've led group before, and you can tell somebody in the circle doesn't necessarily agree with something somebody else said. Mm-hmm. And I picked up on that by like watching the way they reacted to that.
Yeah.
And I've called them afterwards and said, hey, I noticed in group, you know, this was said and you seemed like you didn't really agree with that. You know, just that's a small way to handle something to really help shepherd them and walk them through something simple like that. But no, that's all really good.
Yeah. Courtney, have you ever seen where at the end of the day, conflict turned into a good thing?
Yeah, absolutely. From personal experience, especially. I think conflict can be a good thing. I think it's designed to ultimately be a good thing. Because whenever you're in conflict with another person, you have to first recognize that other person's position in Christ. Mm-hmm. So that gives you the opportunity to not just see this person as someone who's apart from you, but somebody who is a part of the body of Christ, mm-hmm. and somebody that you have to and get to honor because they are your brother and sister in Christ. And so that even changes the person's heart that's dealing with conflict right off the bat, right? And then seeking wisdom from God and seeking wisdom from, you know, someone who is more mature, that gives you the opportunity to, you know, pray and take everything that's going on, you know, to the Lord and have that wisdom and the discernment on how to handle things. And so ultimately, conflict is built to help us grow and to be spiritually mature. Mm-hmm. So like in James 1:4, it talks about like, you know, approach difficult times in opposition with joy because it's doing something for your faith. And so I think that conflict is definitely can be a good thing, but it's also a very hard thing, and it's a very delicate thing that you have to learn how to manage well and approach well.
Yeah, that's good. That makes me even think a little bit about our 5-star volunteer code, how one of the pieces of the code is prioritizing your health. And we talk about the importance of pursuing reconciliation with people. And as Christians, we should be doing that. So through conflict, you know, it's easy to sit and fester on it all, but we do need to have those conversations. We do need to talk through it, pray together, you know, pursue reconciliation together. Courtney, what would you say, what piece of encouragement would you give to our group leaders? Anybody that could be currently dealing with the situation or just something for the future for them, if you had like one thing to give to them?
Yeah, I think the encouragement would be James 1:4. Mm-hmm. Just look at it as an opportunity to grow and to be closer to the Lord and to die to yourself, really. Lay down, you know, wanting to win and wanting to be right, and just another form of like self-sacrifice in loving other people really well, whether that conflict ends in reconciliation or it ends in, you know, maybe we reconcile but we can't be friends. You still get the opportunity to love that person. And so Jesus says, you will know my disciples by the way that they love one another. And so it really is just another chance to glorify the Lord in all of it.
That's awesome. That's really good word, Court.
Thanks.
So group leader friends, I hope you have gathered a nugget or two from this discussion that you will implement into your group life this season. So take to heart what's been said, and don't be like Pastor Kevin, who is a conflict avoider. You actually have to jump into the middle of that, like Courtney said. So it can be a good thing in the long run, and you can grow in your faith because of it. And so can the people in your group. So thank you all. Have a great week. God bless.